This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, February 13th. I'm Kateri Yoakum from the newsroom of The Wall Street Journal. We've been talking about the race to 5G for a while. Companies and countries have been competing to build the infrastructure needed to roll out the networks. But it sounds like they've been pumping the brakes in recent months. Our reporter Asa Fitch will join us to explain why. That's coming up after these headlines. WhatsApp says it has more than 2 billion active users. It's the first time the encrypted messaging service has announced those user numbers, and they're taking the moment to double down on their commitment to encryption, even though that makes it harder for WhatsApp's parent company, Facebook, to make money off the service. Governments around the world have argued that the company should police its platform to help prevent crimes like sex trafficking and terrorism. But WhatsApp CEO Will Cathcart said in an interview with The Wall Street Journal that the app's popularity is exactly why the company needs to fight for its users' ability to communicate privately. In the past few years, the European Union has hit Google with over $9 billion in fines for alleged antitrust behavior. Now, Google's pushing back. They've filed an appeal in the EU, saying that there are no legal grounds for the fines. Lawyers for the companies say competition law does not require them to hold back on innovation, just to accommodate their rivals. The action is a challenge to the EU's increased focus on investigating anti-competitive behavior in major tech companies. A verdict is expected early next year. In the meantime, Google isn't the only tech company facing scrutiny from European regulators. Facebook had planned to debut its new dating service in Europe this week, right in time for Valentine's Day. But now it's taking a rain check. Ireland's top privacy regulator expressed concerns that the company had not complied with European data protection rules ahead of the launch. Facebook says it's now taking more time to ensure the product is ready for the European market. We've heard time and time again that 5G networks are the next generation, but new reporting shows that the rollout is hitting a bump in the road. Or a couple of them. Tech reporter Asa Fitch will join us to explain. That's after the break. We've been talking about it a lot. Samsung's new phone has it. It's supposed to be the next generation of wireless networks, delivering faster connections and connecting more devices. That's been the big promise. Companies have been racing to roll out the infrastructure to support 5G, but it looks like they've hit the brakes recently. We're going to find out why things are slowing down with our tech reporter, Asa Fitch. Asa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So first of all, can we just explain what are we talking about when we're talking about 5G networks?
5G networks are the newest generation of super-duper fast mobile phone communication networks. They are advertised, at least, to have speeds of up to 100 times better than the current 4G generation. So basically, it's just really fast service.
Do they work in a different way than 4G works right now?
They do. In order to achieve those kinds of speeds, you have to have a lot more equipment than you did for 4G and 3G and 2G. So that's a big challenge for people who are trying to deploy these networks and bring on more customers who will pay them more money.
So my understanding is that the networks for 5G, the way they differ from 4G, is that more technology means actually more nodes. So instead of having one big cell tower that's kind of sending out signal or bringing in signals from a wide area, you have a lot of dispersed nodes. Is that correct?
Yeah, you just need a sort of a more dense network of little antennas versus, you know, a few big antennas scattered around in a wider area. So it just means you need more stuff than you did before, and that's a big challenge.
We just saw Samsung come out with its 5G phone, and we talked earlier this week with Joanna Stern about the challenges for a company coming out with a 5G product when the networks weren't really ready for them. And now you're saying that there's a slowdown happening in the development of those networks. So do we have some understanding of what's going on here? Why is this slowdown happening?
Yeah, it's sort of there are a variety of factors here that are causing a bit of a slowdown right now in the infrastructure deployment of 5G. One of those things in the U.S. is that, you know, there's a lot of local opposition to 5G antennas. There are so many new antennas needed for the deployment of these networks that, you know, it just creates a much bigger chance for local opposition to cause slowdowns in the deployment of those antennas. So that's one factor in the U.S. Another factor in the U.S. is the Sprint-T-Mobile merger, which appears now going ahead. But the fact that hadn't been completed caused these companies to sort of be more measured in their decisions about where to spend money on 5G. They didn't know if they were going to be, you know, the same company in the next couple months. So it was hard to make that kind of long-term expensive decision.
What has the U.S. pushback to Huawei impacted this at all? They are one of the big telecommunications companies that wants to develop these networks.
Yeah, it has. I mean, Huawei is a major supplier of telecom infrastructure for 5G, and many countries are facing a difficult choice of whether to use Huawei in their national networks. And the U.S. is trying to pressure them not to. Many are thinking, you know, if we do use this Huawei equipment, there might be a risk to it down the line. And so maybe we want to rethink that. So that sort of process of trying to decide is creating some delays as well.
Lawmakers have been pushing for U.S. companies to start developing this technology more and is even trying to support them in some way in doing that. Do we see that actually moving things faster down the line?
Well, it could potentially. I mean, the U.S. wants to do a number of things in 5G, including supporting infrastructure makers that aren't Chinese or that aren't Huawei. Attorney General Barr said that the U.S. could potentially invest in Ericsson and Nokia, which are the two main non-Chinese makers of this kind of equipment. It remains to be seen, though, whether those types of investments could speed up the deployment of this infrastructure. Certainly, if you put the brakes on Huawei, it's simply one fewer players who could install this type of stuff. So that sort of argues for, at least in the near term, more of a slowdown.
You've reported not just on what's happening in the U.S. There are other countries that are also seeing this slowdown happening. Talk about South Korea and what's happening there.
Yeah, South Korea is a very interesting case. It was basically the first country to deploy 5G and very ahead of the curve, very quick, and has many 5G subscribers already. So what's happened in Korea is a lot of these networks that deployed quickly are now kind of like looking for, you know, what are the returns from this and thinking about what the next steps are for them. And so there's been a bit of a slowdown in Korea recently because of that. There's just been a bit of a pause and sort of a step back and let's think about where this is going next. So that's been another factor for these equipment makers and the suppliers to those equipment makers in slowing down the demand picture.
I guess I think one of the things that's important to talk about, we talked about 5G and what it can do, and a lot of people will think, okay, it's going to make my phone faster. But it's not just about phones, right? I mean, the promise of 5G goes way beyond your being able to download a video on your phone quicker. It's actually about also large-scale infrastructure and smart cars and things like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, 5G is at least advertised to enable all kinds of new things you could potentially do with all sorts of new devices that would be connected directly to the mobile network instead of to, for example, your Wi-Fi connection at home. So, you know, you could think of all kinds of little Internet of Things devices and little gadgets and other things that could be constantly connected to mobile networks and hence to the internet, and those things could interact and scoop up data and give you insights about your fitness or whatever it might be. So, you know, the promise of 5G goes way beyond just speed. It goes into being able to handle a lot more devices on the network than 4G could.
Which means that a slowdown in the development of the network could have major ripple effects for all of those creators of all of that technology, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if 5G deployments of networks really slow down and remain slow, it could have an impact on the pace with which we'll see all these new devices hitting the market, or it could hurt the reception of these devices once they reach the market, because if people get some new interesting device, but then, you know, guess what? It doesn't work because these networks aren't really out there available. People are not going to be too happy about the performance of those things. So it's kind of a chicken and the egg thing. I mean, sort of the networks need to move fast in order to enable the devices. Devices need to be there in order to take advantage of the network. So both of these things kind of are moving, and there's a bit of a mismatch now where it's pretty clear the device makers, the phone makers in particular, Samsung and others, are a ways ahead of the networks in terms of the availability of this stuff. So, you know, maybe the network operators and those who supply them have some catching up to do here.
Are we already seeing some of that ripple effect play out? Are there companies that are already, you know, saying that they're suffering or there are going to be delays or the stocks are down because of this slowdown that they're seeing happening?
Not really. You know, everybody sort of is hoping that it's more of a blip than a, you know, an extended slowdown. And certainly if you talk to the network operators, they say there's no major slowdown in their deployments, and they believe in 5G and they're rolling it out to X million new customers this year. And of course, the smartphone makers are also very optimistic. So everybody's kind of putting on a happy face. The people who aren't so happy are the people who make equipment, who make this infrastructure, who say that, you know, things aren't quite as optimistic as the carriers and others might want to think. So this could just be a little kind of blip on the radar in 5G's deployment, but it's certainly something that many of these equipment makers are saying is a drain on their earnings.
All right, reporter Asa Fitch, thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thank you.
And that was your Tech News Briefing. Don't forget that if you like this podcast, you can rate and review us in your app store. And if you want more news about Wall Street Journal podcasts, you can follow us on Twitter @WSJ Podcasts. I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.